Join us for a captivating new series where Lon sits down with the trailblazers of the music and entertainment world. Discover the stories behind the faces and voices that shape our culture and community.
We will bring you exclusive interviews with industry legends and rising stars. Behind the scenes insights and get a peek into the creative processes and personal journeys. Artists and performers and their upcoming shows and events.
Stay tuned for more updates and sneak peeks. Follow us on social media and subscribe to our channel.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories, from elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits. I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
In a world cluttered with information, where truth is power, Law & Weekly News stands apart.
We delve deeper, uncover facts, and bring stories to light. From political showdowns and economic triumphs to the pulse of the street and the heart of the community.
We capture the moments that define us, stories that challenge, inspire, and transform.
Tune in live Sundays 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and Sundays 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates. In the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
The following program is produced by Lon Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Lon Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The content provided in this program is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Lon Media Network does not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information.
All right. Good evening, Texas. Good evening, USA. Welcome to episode 7 of Be Bold, Why Not? And magandang umaga po sa ating mga viewers from the Philippines. Tonight, we have a very, very special guest and we are actually live from Talahanan Medical Spa in Pearland, Texas. And you're watching us live on Facebook, YouTube, stream.lawin.live, and twitch.tv. And if you miss our live show, no worries, because you can listen to our podcasts on Amazon Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and a lot more. And I am very, very privileged to have a very, very special guest for tonight. As we have been guesting in this season, we have leaders in the community, leaders in their own lives, and leaders in business. And tonight, I am so happy to introduce our very, very special guest, Dr. Carmela Manarang from Talahanan Medical Spa. How are you tonight, Dr. Manarang?
Happy naman. Good morning sa Philippines. Tapos good evening po dito sa US. Mm-hmm. And I'm very glad to be with you all tonight. Hope you learn something good.
Yeah.
And that you can use.
Yes, of course, of course. Because stories are very powerful, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how we can empower other people. Because you have experiences that they can learn from. Yeah, but before we get to your beautiful story that you can share to our viewers, we would love to know you first. Like, where are you from in the Philippines? Tell us about
that. So I'm actually from Aklan, the province of Aklan. I grew up in Calibo. Mm-hmm. My parents are, my mom is a pediatrician, family medicine with a concentration on pediatrician, and my father is a civil engineer. Mm-hmm. During high school naman, I went to Manila, Quezon City, because I qualified for this scholarship in the Philippine Science High School. Most of my family is in the medical field and business, and that's how I guess I was brought up, you know. I remember nung in my younger days, because my dad passed away before I went to high school. Mm-hmm. So I grew up going with him to the Sabungan. So he would actually take me there. I would cut class mga twice a week from 3 p.m. and I would man the cashier. So that's how the business part of me started.
Yes, started. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so your mom was a family doctor.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
between your mom and dad, it looks like you didn't have to choose to become mm-hmm. a doctor or a businesswoman, because you mm-hmm. actually combined your mm-hmm. parents', you know, passion mm-hmm. on business and medicine. But mm-hmm. why did you choose to pursue
medicine? To be honest, after graduating from, so I'm a psychology major from the University of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what to do, and I didn't have, you know, the passion to do whatever. And so I graduated, and my fear is that I wouldn't have allowance anymore. I didn't really wanna work. In a job na I'm not, you know, I don't really want to do. So then, I did want to become a flight attendant. And then my sister, who is now a physicist in Tennessee, told me that, ay nako, magpisay ka pa tapos mag-flight attendant ka, sabi sa akin. There's nothing wrong with being a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Pero, yun. I went to med school kasi most of my batchmates went to med school. So, mm-hmm. alam mo naman, ako kasi, if you give me a task, like, I don't need the passion, I just need to learn it, and then I do it, and then sometimes, gulat ka na lang yon, board exam na, ganyan. Tapos, ayun, kaya ako nag-med school. And then, of course, my mom. Kasi my mom's a doctor and I grew up around my aunties. I have two dentists, aunties, two mm-hmm. pharmacists, mm-hmm. a med tech. My dad's side naman, puro sila mga business women, businessmen, sabongeros. And I'm very proud of it. I know it's illegal here, no? But in the Philippines, yeah. I enjoyed. I wasn't allowed to go inside, but yeah. I enjoyed going med by dad doon.
Okay, so did you practice medicine in the Philippines?
Yes, for a year. Because mm-hmm. sabi ko nga, ako, I became a doctor without knowing it, na license and everything. I just went with my friends. And then I just, you know, I just didn't have anything else to do, I guess. Mm-hmm. Hindi ako yung ano eh, yung, ay, gusto kong maging manggagamot. Hindi, wala. Okay. Hanggang ngayon, hindi ko rin alam eh kung anong passion ko. So basta kung anong binibigay mo sa aking task, gagawin okay. ko and I do it well.
Okay. So you pretty much go with the flow. Right,
or I set the flow, or something like that. Something like that. I cannot. Yeah, it's difficult to be. Mm-hmm. That's why I always say it's difficult to be told what to do. Kasi in the end, buhay mo yan eh. So uh-huh. you know, yes. it's you can't really blame anyone. Dahil ikaw naglakad eh, ikaw yung may paa. So you
that's
know.
Right. That's right. You are responsible and accountable mm-hmm. for your own actions. And it seems mm-hmm. like you grew up as a very strong person. Like you took action when you needed to. And you didn't mm-hmm. care about anything as long as you're doing the right thing.
Right? Yeah. Well, on the outside, you would think that, you know, it's all random and all that. But, you know, I usually am looking at, you know, like when you see I have a plan A, plan B, nandun ako sa F. So para I think that way so that you know I have options ganyan. So medyo ano pragmatic ako mag-isip ganun. Pero it has worked for me.
Yeah, and I think that's one key of being a leader because you cannot just have one plan because if mm-hmm. that plan does not work, what is your backup, mm-hmm. right? So I mm-hmm. think that's a good trait of a leader to have options, to have different ways mm-hmm. to do things because there's no such thing as just one way, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are multiple
yeah,
ways.
Yeah, I always say like whenever I would think about things, I really value in a task, in whatever I do. Kasi, yun na nga eh, parang you cannot command excellence from everyone kasi iba-iba ang skill set ng everyone, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, for me, para fair for everyone, one, you need accountability. Kasi if you have accountability, unang-una, lalo na tayong mga Pilipino, ayaw ma-blame. So, if you know that you're accountable, you will do what's right. You will do your best. Mm-hmm. And yung isa, adaptability or flexibility. Para, kasi hindi naman lahat, ano eh, mapipredict mo. So those things, you can learn. Uh-huh. But I always like, whenever I see that, oh, excellence, and all that, hindi yun fair eh. Kasi hindi lahat tayo pareho ang skill set. Hindi pareho ang, hindi mo mababago yun. Pero yung attitude mo towards work, that is something that you can improve on. And that's how you see people na, at di naman magaling yan eh. Nangopya lang sa akin yan eh. Kasi sila, di ba, yung craft nila kahit ganito, accountability nila mataas, tapos ano sila, very adaptable, flexible.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And those are very important skills. We're getting to enjoy the conversation here at Talahanan, but we gotta have or go for a break and we'll be back.
Thank you.
Join us for a captivating new series where Lon sits down with the trailblazers of the music and entertainment world. Discover the stories behind the faces and voices that shape our culture and community.
We will bring you exclusive interviews with industry legends and rising stars. Behind-the-scenes insights and get a peek into the creative processes and personal journeys. Artists and performers and their upcoming shows and events.
Stay tuned for more updates and sneak peeks. Follow us on social media and subscribe to our channel.
Okay naman. Oh yeah, okay, that's good. We're back. We're back and let's read some comments before we continue on with our conversation with Dr. Manarang. So our first comment, I'm watching you too, Dr. Vivian. Hi, Dr. Vivian. And then, of course, Dr. Vivian said, I love you. Mm-hmm. And from Joanne Estarija, good evening, Texas, from Philippines. Good evening, Joanne. Thank you so much for always watching us. And, of course, Geraldine Ranken. Hi, Je, or hi, Be. She loves to say Be. Yeah, go, 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 frenemy. Okay. And then another comment from Teresa Williams. Watching from Houston, Texas. Wow, thanks, Teresa. And of course, Doc Frenemy, also from Teresa. And then we have Alexis Oliveros. Good morning, everyone, watching from Pangasinan. Maraming salamat. And then one of your fans here to support you. Nice, Myla Magno. Dami mo fans sa doktora.
Hindi po.
Yeah. And then, wow, nasa Talahanan, of course. As you see, we have a beautiful background here. And good morning, everyone, watching from the Philippines. Good morning, Amadeo Junio. Thank you so much for watching. And good morning, Texas, from Alvin Reyes or Mark Carlo DeSeco. And from Alvin Reyes, good morning to everyone. Watching from the Philippines. And Dwayne, hi Dwayne, hello Doc. Wow, that's very good. Good morning po, Mom, watching from the Philippines. And have a blessed day and blessed morning po, Mom. From Philippines. Again, from Geraldine. Okay, sabong hirap pala pangarap ni Doc. Okay. Mm-mm. All
right. Gusto ko talaga magpa-derby.
And
talaga.
Then from Rochelle DeSeco, good evening, Texas. Every episode is a must watch. Wow, thank you so much. And again, from Geraldine, nosebleed na carbs, not carbs. Okay. And from Tita Delia Ligot, good evening, Texas. Hello, MJ. Hello, po, Tita Delia. And then from Dwayne, watching from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, nice. He's out of town, I
very
think.
Very nice. And Dr. Carly D, good evening. Good evening, MJ. That's what she said. And we have Cebu Cacao.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a farm.
Kaya Bart and watching from Knoxville, Tennessee. Go, Mama Frenemy. Okay. All right. We have a lot of comments and we almost finish our second segment just by reading comments, but we really appreciate every one of you who have made your comments and shout outs. And as we continue on with the conversation with our beautiful doctor here, we'd like to know, we'll go a little bit sidetrack because I'm looking at your better half right now. How did you meet Dr. Manarang?
Him. Sa kanto. No, we actually went to the same high school. Mm-hmm. So, we've known each other since, ano pa kami, mga 13, ganyan. Kasi di mo namamansin yan eh. Uh-huh. So, nung, during high school, we played in the school team together doon sa Valley, sa men's team. Tapos, mm-hmm. Prom dates pa kami niyan, di ba? Wow. Nakakaloka. So, your prom dates.
It's been a very long time. You've had a relationship.
Oh, no, we broke up. Oh. We broke up. No, we got back together, med school na. We were with other people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that is the lesson about love too. See, we're not mm-hmm. just talking about leadership. We're also talking about love. So love conquers all, right? No matter what happens, if you're meant to be together, you are together. So look at them. Mm-hmm. And they have a very beautiful family. If I remember it right, you have six beautiful children. Is that right?
Yes, six wow. children.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So without the love that you had for each other, you wouldn't be here with this beautiful family, right? So that's very inspiring.
Or the pride. So I always say, like, it's easy to say, oh, I love you, I'm ganyan, you know. But when things go rough, and the love, you can't remember kasi nga, you're mad or you're kind of upset at each other. Pride stays. Mm-hmm. So like me, yung pride na I mean is that I pride my relationship. I pride the promises, yung mga... Because we have a contract, the two of us, you know, when we signed up for this. So, like, whenever you start a family, it's actually a contract between you na, you know, you're gonna stay within this relationship mm-hmm. as long as walang kalokohang nangyayari, no? But that's what I think. That's for me. So, like, if anybody else is, ano, is has another opinion, I guess it's only applicable to me. Kasi it's difficult eh. When you're mad, when you're in a fight, mahirap magsabi ng love. Pero kami kasi, we take pride in our commitment to each other. So, yan hindi nawawala. So, ako hindi, ewan ko sa kanya.
And I think, I mean, as a parent, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a parent myself, having mm-hmm. to show your kids that you have that commitment is also part of being the leader in your family. Mm-hmm. Because you have these beautiful children, six of them, and mm-hmm. you are modeling what an ideal or what should a family be. Mm-hmm. There's no ideal family. Everybody mm-hmm. goes through struggles and trials mm-hmm. and, you know, mm-hmm. if you name it, you, mm-hmm. you will go through life with that, but we lead our children mm-hmm. and that's part of being parents. We lead them mm-hmm. to actually know how to deal with life mm-hmm. when things go wrong, not mm-hmm. only when things are going right. Mm-hmm. So I think mm-hmm. that's one good thing about being in a contract that you said. It's mm-hmm. true. A marriage is a contract. That's mm-hmm. why we signed a contract. Mm-hmm. So you're right there. Anyway, mm-hmm. fast forward or moving along with your journey to the United States. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that. How did you come to the US?
Well, I didn't plan to come here. I was very happy where I was.
Yeah.
But my husband, kasi he's a son of a pilot, has been all around mm-hmm. the world. And that is very, ano nga eh. It is very funny because... Mm-hmm. That is something that I don't like. I don't like traveling. I just like to stay in my own little sofa. Mm-hmm. Ever since, if you ask my college batchmates, my friends, I'm the one who's gonna, oh, let's go to Banawe. Meron tayong ano, immersion, ganyan-ganyan. Ako, I will make a reaction paper. I will just choose to stay and natotoxic ako sa mga traveling.
Uh-huh.
But he wanted to try it out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, dahil nag-apply ako ng visa, at sa totoo lang ha, dalawang beses ako na-deny. And they would always look at me at sasabihan akong, oh, you will just look for a job.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm not gonna look for a job. I'm just gonna, you know, go on vacation, ganyan.
Uh-huh.
So, what he did was, kasi magaling mag-exam yan eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, he took the, what did you take? Yung GRE, the GRE to apply for PhD programs here in the US.
Okay.
It was actually, we weren't here when he was just called and with his course and magaling mag-exam yan ako. Magaling magbasa ng questions. So anyway, he qualified for a PhD program at the University of Houston. So, mm-hmm. He got a full scholarship for physiologic optics
mm-hmm.
and syempre, because he's already a student, wala nang choice. Dependent ako eh. So,
yeah, yeah.
When I got back there, mm-hmm. ano naman, we were parang, your papers are just parang given na eh. You're gonna be interviewed and
yes.
Yeah. But that was the original plan. It was just the two of us. By that time, we already had two kids, the 4-year-old and the 1-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, the plan was to leave them in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to bring the children. Yeah. One of our children, he decided to bring like a month before we left. Mm-hmm. Kasi ganyan yan eh. Very close siya sa mga anak niya.
Mm-hmm.
Ako hindi. I mean, tanungin mo sino yung mga kaibigan ko. Parang, ako yung, nung college, ako yung least na mag-aasawa, magkakaanak, at eto na nga tayo ngayon. So, we went here with the children, and when we got here, it was very difficult talaga for us. Kasi I wasn't used to having, you know, kids na wala akong help. Sa Philippines kasi magkiklinik ka pag uwi mo.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang may nandun na yung yaya, someone is there to help you and yes. all that. Dito, nagliliparan ng mga ano noon, yung mga milk bottles. Tapos yung best friend ko had to stay kasi she was, sabi niya baka patayin niya yung mga anak niya. Kailangan natin mag-stay. Kasi parang ano eh, sobrang I wasn't used to ano.
Yeah, and but you know what? You took a really bold step. Like out of your comfort zone, you didn't want to travel, and then you flew about 11,000 miles away from home, of course, to be with Doc, and now with your family.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really a bold step, and that shows how a leader you are. It seems like you're a very spontaneous leader. You know, you learn as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so when you first started here in the U.S. with all those challenges, how did you handle it?
Well, ako kasi whenever I see a question, like one question here, how do you handle ano yun, failures and I don't see that, like whenever I have like something not going my way, that's one thing about me. I don't see that as a failure. I see that like it's part of the process. It's part of the process, because if you look at things like that, you will react to the situation differently, and your mind is more open. So like you see more solutions. Because when you see it like that, na kagad, oh, you see what is your with this problem? No, I don't see it that way. I see it as part of it, and then that's why it's very important to be flexible, to be adaptable. Because it doesn't matter kung anong skill set mo if you're able to like. Learn that, na be adaptable. No matter what they throw at you, I think you can, you know.
Yeah, and it's a very strong skill. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Failures, they're not failures. Because there are
For
no
me,
failures.
Huh?
Yeah, and it should be. And that's a very positive approach to life. Because without failures, you're not going to go anywhere. There's no success. It's part of the process, as you said. It's learning. We learn from those. We say some people negatively connote them as failures, but for people who have positive outlook in life, they accept those as part of the learning process. Yeah. So we're really having so much fun here. But as we go on a break again, we'll be back shortly.
All right, we're back. And I think we have the mechanics of the game. Yeah, so let's show the mechanics of our game that we always do every episode. Let's show them.
How to join the game. 1. Watch the live show and listen to the conversations. 2. Participate and share your experiences on the topic during the live show. 3. Type your thoughts or experience via comment section. 4. All participants are eligible to win a prize. 5. The more comments.
All right. So there we have more comments watching from Richmond, Texas. Hello, Doc Carms and Miss MJ. And then, so proud of you, Doc. Angie Proudfoot. Yeah, thank you so much for watching. And we have Arceli Estariha. Good evening, Texas. Good morning, Philippines. I'm watching from Pangasinan. Thank you so much, Arceli. And then we have Dennis Estariha. Good evening, Texas. Watching from Pangasinan. God bless you all. And then we also have Maricar Ligot. Watching po from Pusurubio, Pangasinan. Very nice. And we have Irene Macalawa. Watching from Mexico. Nice. Wow. And of course, we have Javita Reyes. Good evening, Texas. Watching from the Philippines. And we have Amiel Christopher. Greetings from Sugarland, Texas. Hi, Podoc. And then Jewel Bacani watching from Tarlac. Dr. Manarang, what are your thoughts on legalizing divorce in the Philippines?
Okay. Wow. In the first place, that's going to be very difficult, you know, because the Philippines is, you know, a primarily Catholic country. Mm-hmm. But I would think, because when I was there, I've had friends and family who has gone through a lot of troubles because of, you know, marital problems. Like I've said, the contract is only, like me, I honor it if there's not no kalokohan going on. But if there's kalokohan, and usually it's the women who are in the suffering side, yun yung nagiging issue. So I guess to give it like give the people the option, but to be honest, it's really gonna be difficult even just to pass it. Ngayon yata sa Congress pa lang eh. But
yeah, I know. So there's legal separation, but really no divorce. And then we have Dwayne Rankin. Hi, Dwayne. And you're right. There are never failures, only opportunities. That's perfectly said. And then we have Eduard DeSeco. Good morning po, watching from Quezon City. And Eduard DeSeco, good morning po. Oh, that's him. All right, so let's continue on with the conversation with Dr. Manarang here. I know I've read from, you know, from your profile, you created a couple of businesses, right, already. So tell us about the first business, because for you to start a business, it really takes a lot of leadership and effort and initiative and will, you know, because creating a business is a risk. You know how people think sometimes, like when you put up a business, they say, oh, it will take years for you to probably see a positive in the return and all that. But despite all those things that can limit someone to put up a business, what made you decide to actually, other than of course your training in the Philippines with your dad, so what made you start your business? And talk about your first business that you created.
So it was actually like a collaboration, a partnership amongst friends. And when I came here, diba sabi, remember I was denied twice, no? And then the consul said, oh, you will find work. Yeah, ganyan. So he's right. I found work in like 4 weeks. So I was here 4 weeks and I found work. I actually worked at the home health agency with my very good friend, Miss Matiling, si Ate Bing. And then she introduced me to home health business. The home health. I was actually, at the beginning, I was just filing. But I learned fast. Ganun lang talaga ako. So, the whole thing, the whole business, I learned probably in 6 months because they delegate a lot of things to me. And then ako naman, you know, I work fast, so I was able to learn it. That the owner of that home health knows that I put up my own. So like we arrived here at 07, 08, 07, 08, 09, we talked to some friends, let's put up this thing, let's see. And then you need to, like, if you want to start like with a license already, it will cost you a couple of 100,000. So what I did is, because, you know, my husband, I have all these ideas, and then he makes sure that it will come to pass, and
yeah,
because he is good with that, kung paano to put things together, and I don't go to jail. So he would make everything set. And so while doing his PhD, remember, he's doing his PhD.
Yeah.
While doing his PhD, he was setting up, applying everything sa may Department of Human Health doon sa Austin. And then, so we actually built that first company from scratch.
Like from the ground. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know there's a lot of regulations. I've heard, because there was a time the home health business was really booming. Mm-hmm. And then for some reason, because
and then people started to commit fraud and
then
so that's when the rules changed, and they added more checks to
regulations, and you get audited and you get surveyed. I mean, that's a very daunting and very like the tasks of putting up a home health. So that was so how was your business?
It was, at the beginning, it was very difficult because we didn't want to ask money from the Philippines. So what we did was, because we learned a lot of things about home health, him doon sa administrative side, and then me doon sa clinical side. Mm-hmm. So what happened was, we would be called by a lot of home health agency all around Houston. Mm-hmm. And they would like, oh, we have survey. Then we come in, then we check. Mm-hmm. And then we would know what the weaknesses are, teach them how to change it. I just suggest, like, if I see you're weak here, this one you need to change, you need to fire that. Well, that's Joseph's, fire that person, he's useless. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, but we were very good with that, and we do it fast. So that's what we did. Like, we helped a lot of people, and that's how we were able to, because remember, we're living on his, allowance from the university, which was magkano back then, it was like 1400 a month. Yeah, because he was doing school and he was like teaching sometime, and then me naman, I was doing like QA work at the home health. So that's what, on the side, because we did it fast. So parang on the weekends or after, I would bring my children.
Wow.
Whenever I do work. But that's how we did it. But yun na nga.
Yeah, it took a lot of hard work. It took a lot of hard work, right? I mean, it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy to put up, but you did it. And that alone, that shows how, when you have the will to do things, and with your family growing, that inspired you to really go for it. And look at you now. So now, okay. So now that you've experienced the home health field, having a business in home health and everything, what made you decide to actually, oh my God, this is so exciting, because I know how people really want to be beautiful, stay pretty and all that, young and old alike, especially. What made you decide then to put up Talahanan?
So all of these, so during the pandemic, and people were just, you know, I had this special group of special friends, and we're all physicians. They're all like practicing kung saan-saan, KT, and some of them, League City, where else? El Cipesa.
So they're all, you're all scattered.
Texas children. So, but we, because it's pandemic nga, we always have parties, even though bawal dapat. But, you know, we would always meet, and then, actually, sila'y maarte. Ako, I don't have arte. Sila'y maarte talaga. But they said, oh, let's do this, let's do this. Because actually, when I left the Philippines, before I left pala the Philippines, I worked for a med spa.
Okay.
So, yon. And then Joseph naman, before he started with his PhD, he was running like a med spa in Beverly Hills. So doon siya nag-start na, oh, let's parang biro-biro lang. And then, ayan na.
Wow. And I mean, ain't that amazing? You know what? Like your life, because this is what I believe. You know, everything that we experience in life, it seems like we are getting prepared for something for the final stage. So looking at your experience with the home health business, so you actually first became an employee of the home health company, and now you had your own home health business. And then you had experience in med spa in the Philippines, and doc also had experience. So now you have your own. So that's how life operates. I think that's how God really operates in life, is that he's giving you experiences that you can learn from. So when your final calling or your final passion is, although you say you really don't know what your passion is, but but it seems like
whatever is thrown at me, like, oh, do this, do that. I look at what the goal is. I look at, you know, what the drives are behind it. If I like it, then I'll help you. And then if I help you, you know, you're really gonna get good help from me, because I really, you know, I'd support you. And my friends know that, you know.
Yeah. And that's probably your strength. Because, you know, there has to be someone in your group of friends or in the family that has that kind of characteristic. Because as you said, there's really nobody that doesn't do a good job in this world, because everybody has a role. Yeah, no matter how big or small yung role na yon, you're still part of the body, right? That you're, without you, it's like pag wala kang daliri, you cannot write, right? So it's like, it doesn't matter how big or small, you have a part. Like you have a role in the business, you have a role in the community, you have a role in life, you have a role in the family. So that's what really makes this world operate in a better way, because we all have each of us has talents, has skills. There's no one person that has everything, right? There's no one person.
It's very important, like, to everybody has a flaw. So except me, I'm kidding. So, but yeah, everybody has a flaw. But if we concentrate on people's flaw, then how is that gonna help us? Then everybody is gonna be critical. And what is the goal here, ba? Hindi naman tayo dito para walang napapala sa ano, sa pagja-judge ng mga tao. Dahil la naman contest, di ba? So ang parati kong pinupush is that whenever you meet people, even though you see something na hindi okay, like I always try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Na you know, even we're all human, so you know, you will make mistakes, but lahat yan may strength, kahit gaano kaliit. And that's why, like me, like whenever I would lead, I lead like in a coaching style, because a lot of people, I was an authoritative before, and because I am who I am, people just follow me because they're scared, I guess. But I noticed that the result is the same. The result is the same. I get the work, I get the job done, but sometimes I break people, and that's not good. So coaching is better, because the assumption is that you know more, kaya you're trying to help this other person, diba? So with more ano, allowance for mistakes and humility. Yeah.
Yes. And I think coaching is a great approach, because you actually build a relationship with the person you are coaching, and you're transferring the lessons that you learn from your experiences. And that, I think, counts a lot when you are leading a group or a family or even your friends. I think we're going to go for another break, and we will be back for the final segment of the show. Thank you. All right. So we're back again. So it's been a really interesting night and it's been a very good episode as we are learning from Dr. Manarang. And I hope that everybody of you that are watching are really having fun. And when we have this show, it's really our goal is to inspire people. And, you know, we have stories to tell. Everybody has beautiful stories, no matter what your experiences are. Just like Dr. Manarang, she took a bold step in coming out of her comfort zone. You know, life in the Philippines, especially if you come from a little bit of, you know, an affluent family, you really are comfortable in the Philippines. But she took a bold step to come to the U.S., took the courage of starting businesses. And now look at where she is. She's like a mother of six beautiful children. And also, she is very active in the community. She's actually, if you go to all different events here in the Houston area, you would see her company sponsoring this major events. Mm-hmm. And she's very generous with her blessings that she's sharing to this events that cater to the Filipino American community. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Manarang, what really inspired you to be who you are? Like, you're just very, as you said, you go with whatever ideas and then you just do your part, take the action, and you also contribute to the community.
Well, my drive really every day is just to, for one, because I have children without my choice, but you know. Since I have my children, that's my priority na, no? So I don't wanna bring up and I tell this to people, like, when you have children, you need to be responsible for them. You can't be putting out children there na hindi disciplined, na walang pakikipagkapwa-tao. Kasi that is your responsibility as a parent. So for me, ako talaga is improvement ng ng community, improvement ng humanity. That not just with my kids, even with my friends. If you know me, I'm very, very frank. I'm always trying to talk to people who are interested, to be how they can be. Kasi from the outside, like, tayo, tendency natin, di okay na ako. But, you know, if somebody else is looking at you and, hey, ito, ganito, ganyan. Ako, I'm good with that. But I'm very frank, no? So, when I tell you, I have this idea about you and this, ano, so either you take it na ma-offend ka or, you take it na it's a suggestion from me. Psychology major kasi ako nung college.
Yes. So you pretty much know how to handle human behavior. So
that's very important for me. Kasi all the if you notice, lahat ng conflict dito sa mundo ay because may mga hindi nagkakasundo. So hindi nagkakasundo kasi syempre iba-iba yung mga tao, hindi nagkakasundo. So dahil hindi nagbibigay. So if everybody would just give, you know, a little leeway.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Let's give some grace, right? Because nobody is perfect. It's true. Nobody is perfect.
Except me. And then
okay, we have more comments. So from Ruby Vergara, thank you that the Lord uses you as an instrument to heal the sick. God is our Jehovah Rapha. He is our great healer. Amen to that. And then Dwayne again, Doc Carmela and Joseph are very humble, but Talahanan has been a huge blessing to me and my wife. Best med spa in Houston. The doctors and ambience of the spa is cutting edge and unique. They have the best doctors and staff. And then Spotlight Meg, as a doctor and owner of a successful medical spa in Texas, what are the best services that Talahanan Medical Spa can offer to females with aging skin problems? Does Talahanan have a special promotion for new customers?
Yeah, we do. For aging, it depends on ano yung. That's why we let you. Our consults are free, so you just come in and talk to us. When you come here, it's as if you're talking to a friend. Kahit hindi ako friendly. you know. sila doctors Policarpio kasi mag-asawa yun.
Mm-hmm.
So they're my classmates since college. So we've known each other since we're 16. And then mm-hmm. the rest, si la Dr. Lomida, mm-hmm. My husband, si Dr. Manlangit Chinopoulos, magkakaklase kami sa mm-hmm. med school.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, when you come here, you just come here, may consult, and then the promotion right now is that there's a Donecla concert. So if you buy HydraFacial, you get a free Donecla concert. Because I really love comedy shows. Mm-hmm. And yun, actually, yun yung isa sa mga pangarap ko. Gusto ko yung stand-up comedian. But, you
okay. know. You never know. You never know, right? Because yeah, as I
too,
said. Ano,
eh, but I'm yeah. too lazy. Like, whenever I do reels, if you see on Facebook, I do reels. Somebody is doing coaching for my marketing. Sometimes I'm lazy to do the reels. It's the conceptualization that's difficult. Eh. Tapos nag-video ako mag-isa.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work. We have a technical guy here. Mm-hmm. Maybe he can help us, but mm-hmm. it's true. So if you want to have a free ticket to the Donecla
yeah.
show, it's a comedy show on August 14 or 15?
16.
Oh, August 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then just have a HydraFacial here mm-hmm. at Talahanan Med mm-hmm. Spa and you will get a free ticket. Mm-hmm. And we have more comments from Dwayne again. Yes, we are scared. LOL. And then Dwayne again, what are the services offered by Talahanan Med Spa?
Oh, we do a lot of things here. We mm-hmm. do fillers, Botox, we do microneedling, we do stems, exosomes, we do the new treatment right now, yung anti-aging, we do salmon DNA, the PDRN, mm-hmm. we mm-hmm. have that. We have cold sculpting. We do the lifestyle project. We do medical managed weight loss. And then some counseling.
That's good.
Whenever.
And then there's another comment, Bans, paano magpapayat? I think that will take a whole yeah, episode.
You need to come in.
She's actually from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And then a comment from Geraldine. She's a testament of how good the program is. Mm-hmm. Because as she said, she lost about 42 pounds because of mm-hmm. Talahanan. Mm-hmm. So they take care of your beauty and they take care of your health. That's what Talahanan Med Spa is here for. So, Dr. Carmela, I know it's been a beautiful night chatting with you, and I wish we have more time, but I just want to hear, and our viewers, if you would want to just say your final words of wisdom and encouragement to all our viewers out there who would want to become like you, or, yeah, well, I heard from Gary Valenciano, don't aspire to become like mm-hmm. somebody, but just mm-hmm. be yourself. So, but how would you encourage people to just be the best version of themselves?
Well, for one, surround yourself with people that you want to be, like in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing against yung mga taong, oh, I don't have dreams, I don't have, but if you surround yourself with people like that, then you'll end up like them.
Uh-huh.
So, like, if you have a vision, I want to be like this, all your goals, all your plans, effort should be, if you're really serious, you know,
mm-hmm.
like me, I don't have passion on anything, but, you know, I just make use of my time. So, that's another thing. Time is very, very, that's the most valuable commodity that I think is in this life. So, like, you cannot buy that. You cannot exchange it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't return it. So, mm-hmm. use your time well. Mm-hmm. If you have a passion and a goal na good for you, but do something, kahit every day, little things na that will, you know, towards that goal.
That's right. Mm-mm. Yeah, yun one step at a time, you'll get there.
Hindi kasi pwedeng puro tayo plano, hindi pwedeng puro drawing.
Kasi you have to take action.
Naman tayo, creative writing dito.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to take the step.
And find mentors, yun. Like mm-hmm. I said, like, people gravitate to me, even kahit noon pa, like, they would come to me and ask me, because I have that gift that I see things that other people don't, because ganun lang talaga, judgmental ako. but yun yung isa sa mga strengths ko. Yeah. And then I really see yung, if, especially if I know you na, I see what you'll be good at, yung ganon. And mm-hmm. then sometimes, kahit naman ikaw eh, you'd see something in me that I don't. Kasi nga, ganon tayo eh. So,
yeah.
But the very important thing is to choose the noise that you should listen. All of that is noise. So choose the sound that you're listening to. So lahat yan may opinion, lahat yan may sinasabi, but choose which ones to listen, you know.
Kasi, yes.
Kung lahat yan pakikinggan mo, wala kang energy matitira para sa goal.
Yes, that's very true. Because you know what, some noise, it give you negative energy and then your vibration will be negative. So you listen more to the positive ones. So you have that elevation of your vibration and your energy and you can achieve more. And it's been really a wonderful, wonderful evening. We've learned a lot from Dr. Manarang and we really, really appreciate your time. I know you're so busy, but thank you so much for having us here. And
hindi ba paid to? Akala ko paid.
Accepted for accepting our invitation because we love to hear beautiful stories here at Be Bold because we know that with your story, you can actually make an impact. You never know, right? You never know who's going to be inspired by this beautiful episode. So thank you so much. Now let's see who won the game, but let's read the right. I think that we have a last comment here. Good morning, Ma'am Carmela, Manarang, and Ma'am MJ. I am happy and love your show. And God bless po sa ating lahat. Thank you so much. All right. So let's see now who's going to win the show. There you go. Wow. We have a lot of comments tonight. There you go, Rachel Medina. Congratulations. Congratulations. And you will be contacted when I will be doing the Concepcion. And we will let you know how you will claim your prize. Again, to all our viewers for tonight, maraming salamat po. Thank you very much. You've been very, very faithful and loyal to the show. And we really appreciate you. We're not here if not because of you. So thank you. And again, on Monday, Central Standard Time, 7 p.m., another episode of Be Bold. And go out there, take that step. Be bold because your life matters. It's your life. So lead it with boldness. Thank you again. And good night, everyone. God bless.